you know, speculation. I wouldn't be surprised if possibly Hoover maybe had, you know, had hopes for something that, you know, Purvis was oblivious to. I think, however, there are some very interesting letters between the two of them. Very, very familiar. More restrained on Purvis's side, you know, as though there's a kind of a surprise at the topics that Hoover is including in his letters, you know, towards him. But I think that what started as Hoover's fascination with Purvis, which he expresses in his letters, you know, he expresses about Purvis's effect upon the opposite sex and, you know, they're really quite comical in places, these letters. And his, you know, very dashing appearance, clothing, the way that the media really courted him, all became the reasons that I think Hoover became very jealous of Purvis. He had a charisma that, even though he had such reserve, and he always went out of his way to commend Hoover and to commend the agency rather than himself, the media always want to have the singular figure, and they chose Purvis instead of Hoover. And I think ultimately, you know, that caused great jealousy on the part of Hoover, and consequently this vendetta that he pursued.